All right, I am speaking right now with David Miller, who is Pioneer's Director of Alfalfa Research, and we're going to talk a little bit about a biotech project that Pioneer is involved in for reducing lignin in alfalfa. David, if you could just start by telling me what this project is.
The project is done through a group of organizations called the Consortium for Alfalfa Improvement, and Pioneer is one of those organizations, and our goal as a group is to reduce the lignin, is to essentially improve the value of alfalfa through different research strategies. One of those strategies is to reduce the lignin content of alfalfa, which will, we believe, have a significant impact on the quality of forage available for the ruminant animal.
You called it like redesigning alfalfa. And alfalfa is kind of a crop that maybe we take for granted, a little bit undervalued. And when you talk about redesigning alfalfa, what do you mean by that?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not really the one who framed that, but I think the redesigning really has to do with trying to improve it genetically in ways that make us think about it differently than we do. I think alfalfa is generally thought of as kind of being a low-tech crop, and that part of that's because of this lower research investment overall that it has. But the potential for alfalfa through new technologies is great, and it takes this kind of critical mass of collaboration of organizations to bring about the kind of redesign, if you will. I mean, if you wanted to use a comparison, corn plants were redesigned to have resistance to European corn borer and corn rootworm. That's a pretty big redesign.
Well, let's talk specifically about something that's very, very important, and that is our energy future and the different types of crops that we're looking at as feedstocks right now and the future of cellulosic biofuels. How does alfalfa's role in the – how can alfalfa fit into that?
The first thing I would emphasize is that we think that any cellulosic system is probably, especially in the Corn Belt, is going to have to be multiple feedstocks. So there's no one crop that's going to do all the work. And so we have to think in terms of systems. And when we think about alfalfa, we believe it's very strong in the system from a number of standpoints. It's a great crop for crop rotation. It's environmental benefits in terms of lack of soil erosion because it's deep-rooted and it's a perennial are well known. It fixes nitrogen, which also helps not only our nitrogen costs, but it also impacts positively the amount of nitrogen that runs off into the water supply. So from an agronomic standpoint, it makes sense. Now, some preliminary work that's been done by the National Center for Ag Utilization Research shows that alfalfa is competitive with some other feedstocks for its ability to convert into cellulosic ethanol. So we think it has potential from a system standpoint, and when you run the numbers, the total energy footprint, including the carbon footprint, where you have to account for the carbon generated in producing nitrogen fertilizer, and alfalfa corn rotation is very competitive with really any other system.
But this research that you're doing on this biotech project could show benefits for both livestock producers and potentially cellulosic ethanol producers then, correct?
Correct. Work that's been done at the Noble Foundation looking at various ways of down-regulating lignin in the plant has shown that the process by which you convert the cellulose to sugar is more efficient when you lower the lignin than when the lignin is at the same level. Similarly to when animals are fed lower lignin forage, they perform better than those with the higher lignin. So you can think of it as either both systems are digestions. One is an enzyme acid digestion to go into a fermentation vat. The other is a digestion to make milk or meat.
That's David Miller, Pioneer Director of Alfalfa Research, and I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.